This week in AI felt like a real shift. Instead of just excitement about what models can do, there was a lot more focus on responsibility and safety.
Exactly. The big question is no longer only, what can AI do next? It's also, how do we ensure AI keeps doing the right things? Safety came up across model behavior, deployment, enterprise responsibility, public trust, and governance.
What struck me is that progress isn't being measured by intelligence alone anymore. Reliability, accountability, and long-term trust matter just as much.
And that wasn't driven by one dramatic launch or a sudden leap in capability.
Right. It felt more like a mindset change. The industry is moving from asking whether a model can perform a task better to asking what happens if it fails, misinterprets, overreaches, or gets misused.
That shift matters, because a demo is not the same as real-world deployment.
And AI systems are increasingly touching customers, employees, infrastructure, regulated processes, and public trust.
A small hallucination in casual use might be annoying, but a bad recommendation in a business workflow can be costly. In a sensitive or regulated context, an unsafe output can be serious.
So as the stakes rise, safety can't just be an afterthought.
That's right. Safety became the main topic for a few reasons. First, AI is being used in higher-stakes situations.
It's no longer limited to low-risk experiments.
It's being deployed for customer support, content generation, decision assistance, software development, research, and internal operations.
And as those uses become more consequential, the cost of errors increases.
Second, public expectations have changed.
People are not only asking whether AI is useful. They're asking whether it's trustworthy.
They want to understand how decisions are made, how errors are handled, and who is responsible when something goes wrong.
That pressure is pushing companies and developers to prioritize transparency, oversight, and accountability.
Third, the gap between capability and governance is widening.
The technology is advancing faster than the rules, policies, and institutions meant to guide it.
The industry can build powerful systems, but responsible use frameworks are still catching up.
The next phase will depend on how well builders, businesses, and institutions close that gap.
For builders, the takeaway is that technical performance alone is not enough.
A product may be fast, accurate, and impressive in testing, but if users don't trust it, its value is limited.
Builders need to think about more than ideal conditions. They need to consider how models behave under pressure, clear guardrails for high-risk use cases, monitoring and feedback loops that catch problems early, human review where errors have serious consequences, and explainability so users understand what the system is doing and why.
That last point is especially important. If people can't understand what's happening, trust is going to be fragile.
For businesses, deploying AI without a clear safety strategy is risky.
It's like opening a business without insurance, security, or quality control.
Organizations that treat safety as a core design principle are more likely to reduce risk, earn trust, and build AI systems people actually want to use.
And I think the broader lesson is that trust is becoming a new benchmark in AI.
Accuracy, speed, and scale still matter, but success also depends on whether people believe the system can be used responsibly.
Safety isn't a distraction from innovation. It's part of innovation.
The next generation of useful AI systems will not just be smarter.
They'll be more reliable, more accountable, and easier to govern.
The most important takeaway is that the AI industry is maturing.
The excitement about capability is still there, but it's no longer enough on its own.
The key question is no longer whether AI can do more, but whether it can do more responsibly.
That shift may be the most important development in the current AI landscape.